From the Houston Public Media Newsroom, I'm Gail Dlotter. In 2022, Houston's oil and gas industry can expect more pressure from investors to transition away from fossil fuels and diversify their energy portfolios. As for what's ahead in the coming year, energy reporter Kyra Buckley talked with Mitch Fain, a U.S. oil and gas leader for Ernst & Young consulting firm.
What do you see the outlook in terms of demand for oil and gas for 2022?
What we've continued to see is that even with the new variant that's out, demand continues to slowly build as the world economies are kind of clawing out of this. Demand itself has continued to increase. The other thing I would say is that whatever concern is on the horizon is not so much about the recovery as maybe too rapid a recovery, potential inflation that may come about. At the same time, the demand has been increasing. Generally, there's not been the same level of uptick in drilling. So supply has not kept pace. And that's one reason that we think we'll continue to see wholesale prices in the $60 to $70 range as the economies go forward, or at least for the next year.
I'm wondering what you're going to be watching as we move into 2022 in terms of climate action from the oil and gas industry.
You know, I thought that in years past, as our oil and gas clients started to lean in on this, they were really looking at small adjacencies. So they were looking at technology that was still fairly related to their core oil and gas business. I think what you've seen is an openness to start exploring, you know, more around this energy convergence concept where you're looking across all forms of energy. And that's very exciting. I think one of the questions that's embedded in here, and it's a really good question, which is, you know, why are the oil and gas, or why should the oil and gas get a seat at the table as we go down this path? And to me, it took me a little bit of time to think about it and say, well, look, many of these companies are some of the largest companies in the world. They deal with very complex hydrocarbon engineering questions. They've got access to capital, and for years have had backing of various financial institutions. So this is a perfect vehicle to take their hydrocarbon intensive business and use that to help drive to really solve this complex problem of energy transition going forward.
What are the challenges facing the industry over the next year?
It's mentioned, you know, that we need to go through this energy transition, but it's not always highlighted the cost and volatility that we're going to experience as we go down this path. And so like what you've seen in Europe this year with respect to kind of how they are having to source a lot of their heating and energy needs and how volatile it's been at gaining access long term to natural gas through LNG shipments and other to really satisfy their energy demand needs is kind of a microcosm of what we can expect to see. So, for example, we've already experienced on the supply side a lot of the upstream companies, you know, having access to capital challenges, which means for them to continue their drilling programs, they need to look for other ways to self-fund those. All of these things are going to continue as we go through this energy transition to make it more expensive. And so I think, and while it's great that we can and will do better, I think one of the hallmarks of this is going to be higher energy costs and potentially a little bit of volatility around those energy prices.